B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. I can't get enough of those stories. I love that stuff. Rucker Park, which is a legendary playground, New York City, dock, the whole thing, and hearing World Free talk about life like that, Philadelphia back then. It's pretty cool. I might do some of that stuff for you and get some like old school dudes to tell some fun stories, some Broad Street Bullies, all that stuff. Anyway, we throw back in the day today with Sixers-Celtics 1982. It is May the 23rd, Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, I'm going to tell you the backdrop. The year before, the Sixers had a three... Gucci! Gucci's trying to jump on the table. Not good. The year before, the Sixers had a 3-1 lead over the Celtics. Now, this was, I don't know if you knew this, Tunis, Moses Malone had upset the Lakers, and they were going to represent the Western Conference. And the Sixers' biggest hurdle to winning a championship was beating the Lakers. So here it was, Moses and four dudes from Houston. And the Sixers had a 3-1 lead over Boston. And we thought, this is it. We're going to win. I remember being a little boy going, oh, yes. I was probably Anthony's age. Going, yes, Sixers are going to win. Sixers are going to win. And what happens? They blow the 3-1 lead. And this is in 1981-82, right? 1981. Then it turns out Sixers the following year have a 3-1 lead again over Boston. Well, Boston wins Game 5. They come back on a Friday night at the Spectrum and beat the Sixers to even the series. Game 7. Was Sunday afternoon in Boston. Oh, Tunis. Sunday afternoon in Boston. And waking up, right? Here we are. Reading the paper. Doing everything. And everybody thought the Sixers would lose. All the calmness. Bill Lyon. The Sixers are going to lose. Nearly all this stuff, they're going to lose. And we were the only ones, the true Sixer fans, kids that didn't understand, who had hoped and prayed that they would come up with a miracle that day. Judas, a lot was riding that day, May the 23rd, 1982. So let's pick it up. Dick Stockton and Bill Russell. I hate them both. We're on the call. Celtics win the tip, and Bird scores the first of his 20 points.
So Boston won the tip. Gerald Henderson filling in for Tiny Archibald, out with a dislocated shoulder. Larry Bird, first shot of the game.
I think it's very important that the 76ers stay close the first half.
What's that for?
Great insight. I think it's very important that the Sixers stay close. And no bleep.
That was Bill Russell. Yeah. I hated Celtic. By the way, Dick Stockton sounds like it's from 1950. Does he not?
Well, at first I thought it was Costas when I was first listening to it. It kind of sounds like Costas. And then, of course, during coming out one of the breaks, he says, Dick Stockton and Bill Russell here.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's Dick Stockton, man. It sounds like ancient. Oh, my God. All right, here you go. You ready? Sixers, first bucket, Bobby Jones.
Mo Maurice Cheeks, when he has been good, Philadelphia has won. When he has not been a factor, they have lost. It's as simple as that. Julius Erving to Bobby Jones, right of the key, tie score.
Because I think if they get too far behind, they can't catch the Celtics team.
What?
He's so bad.
What? He first says it's important for them to stay in close to the first half. And then he says, if they get too far behind, they can't stop catch the Celtics team.
It was 2-0, Bill. God.
Oh, that's so bad. Back and forth throughout the first half. It's still early in the first quarter. And how about this name? Caldwell Jones.
Maurice Cheeks. Brilliant campaign for him. And he's kept it up in the playoffs. Caldwell Jones outside hits. He scored 22 points in that second game. And if he can hit when he's open outside, that's an extra bit of ammunition for Philadelphia. And they need all the offensive ammunition they can get. This is basically a defensive-oriented team.
How about it? What'd you think? This is the first time you watched. You actually watched it on YouTube.
Yeah, from start to finish. Like, I watched the runs on both teams and when they came close and all that stuff. It was cool. It was different. It was at times very sloppy, but it can get sloppy in the NBA now. But the shooting's just totally different. I mean, the mid-range game, that's all the shots were. They were saying that Caldwell Jones shot that he hit, they go, well, if Caldwell's shooting from the outside it wasn't outside the three-point line.
Yeah.
It was just outside of the paint. And they were calling that an outside shot.
Yeah.
Outside now is like LeBron pulling up from half court.
I know. It's so different. It really is. All right. And midway through the first quarter, there it is. That face with the Adam's apple and that face of a pelican. Larry Bird.
Celtics trailing by two.
Back off.
The slide lead either club had was 5 by Philadelphia. Larry Bird ties the score. Larry Bird said, I know my shot will be there on Sunday. I'll drop a few. I can guarantee you that. He's hit 3 of 5, and we have our tie. Our third tie of the ballgame.
He was a cocky SOB, man. He really was. But you know who would steal the afternoon? The Strangler would steal the afternoon.
Good rebound by Robert. Bird pulls up. He's been hot so far. So is Caldwell Jones. He has been totally vicious off the defensive glass. Irving beating Andrew Toney. Over Bird gets the bucket. Good aggressive play by Andrew Toney, who now is in 3 of 4. He had 39 points in one game, 30 in another against the Celtics after that horrendous game shooting, 1 for 11 Friday night.
Dude, it doesn't get cooler than the Strangler, number 22. Did you love the Strangler or what?
His shot was just so pure.
Is that?
I mean, I could just see it.
Is that
watch
the
one game
nickname ever?
Oh, that's
Strangler.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. All right, Sixers, they led as much as 9 in the first quarter, but the Celtics go on a run. And here's another hate the face, Kevin McHale. Yeah.
McHale, with less than 2 minutes to go, open inside. McHale facing the hoop. Likes the sequel there. Kevin McHale now has 4 points in the game. So 6 different Celtics are in the scoring column. 4-point Philadelphia lead, minute and a half to go in the first.
How about that, Judas? Kevin McHale. Oh, he was a hate the face. But here it is. Just about 30 seconds left in the first quarter. And early in the shot clock, just inside the 3-point line, the Strangler. How about it? Take a listen.
Well-balanced scoring for the Celtics with Bird leading with 6. 4 other players with 4. Long-range Andrew Toney with 14 points now in this first quarter. He's averaged 16 during the year.
Dude, the Strangler. Are you kidding me? The Strangler, 14 in the first quarter. It was outrageous. Sixers lead after one. High scoring first quarter. 30-28. Tony with 14. Doc, who oftentimes would not get out to a hot start, he would try to get everybody else involved, much like Jordan, hasn't scored yet. And here it is to start the second quarter. The Chief, Robert Parrish, goes to work over Double D.
Two on Darryl Dawkins as he knocked McHale to the parquet floor, which has been the scene of so many memorable contests between these men. 14 batters above championships for the Celtics, looking for number 15. They need to win this game to go against the Lakers, and it'll start Thursday night, 9 o'clock Eastern on CBS. Ainge against Tony. Parrish getting position inside. Dawkins has two fouls. Parrish may want to go against him. Going up against him.
That's a tough shot.
Wow. The final start.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So damn proud!
Ah, welcome back! We're all cool now. Country Radio with Chunis, and we're in the middle of our playback, reliving the 1982 Eastern Conference Finals, Game 7. May 23rd, 1982, Sixers, Celtics, a Sunday afternoon at Boston Garden. Hot and steamy May afternoon. The Sixers, right now, it's the second quarter. They take the lead as the Doctor finally gets on the board.
Next Doctor, Bill Russell, Boston Garden, Game 7, Philadelphia, Boston. Game 7 last year. Celtics 1-1 after trailing 3-1. They've come back from 3-1 in this year's Series 2. Julius Erving trying to get in the column, hits the outside shot. The Doctor has hit just 45% from the field in this series. He's 1-for-5 in this game.
Isn't that amazing? Under 45%. Like, if you weren't shooting over 45%, it was bad. Isn't that strange, Chunis?
That's like, crazy. It really
like
is.
Like you going, wow, what's that? But that's what it was thought of. Doc gets going, though, man. The next three possessions, all his. And with under a minute left in the half, Sixers up 7. But the Celtics came right back. Take a listen.
7-point lead. Harris going to the hoop. Parrish with 11 now. He has been tremendous. Many people think that Robert Parrish should be the most valuable player in the league. 20 seconds to go. 11 on the shot clock. Fitz kneeling down in the familiar spot. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Julius Erving blocked by Bird, and they won't get the shot off. Oh, that's there. They will. 5 seconds to go. McHale pulls up. Bird. Basket counts. Goaltending against Philadelphia. Jack Patton. Goaltending against Philadelphia. And the Celtics walk off the court getting the two they like. 52-49.
Boo! 52-49. Sixers lead now down to 3. And like Stockton said earlier, a year before, and I'd said this, Sixers lose in 7. They're up 3-1 in the series. They lose in 7 by a point. All right, third quarter. Momentum. They need to seize it. Who's behind it? Mo Cheeks. That's right, Maurice to the rescue.
Tony, who started this series and the Milwaukee series in place of Lionel Hollins with a broken finger, and Maurice Cheeks starts out. As we've said in previous games, if Cheeks is aggressive on offense, Philadelphia is in good shape, and Harris usually holds the key for Boston.
Now, Cheeks made that shot, but they were standing around a little too much before that shot was taken.
Steal by Mo Cheeks. Beating Henderson to the hole.
And Henderson couldn't foul him because he had four fouls already.
One guy's taking a breather, and the other guy's wondering why. And Fitz has a few words for Cedric Maxwell.
Ha! Bill Fitch, coach of the Celtics. Talking about Cedric Maxwell. Ooh, he was a great... Anyway, Sixers are dominating the third quarter, but again, Boston won't go away. It's now a Celtics run, and the Garden starts to go crazy. Take a listen.
Crowd getting turned up a notch or two. Bobby Jones going to the hoop. Bird, two on one. Carr has Henderson. Henderson, Bird the trailer. 13 for Bird. Inside to Julius. Projected out of bounds by Harris. And this crowd is really going now. And the cheerleader, the designated cheerleader, Chris Ford.
Chris Ford later came back and was a part of the Sixers. Yeah, there it was. The Celtics on a run. The Garden freaking out. Harris blocks Doc. All of a sudden, the Celtics are on an 8-0 run. And that big Sixer lead cut to 2. But don't worry, because the Sixers had a man they call the Strangler.
8 in a row for the Celtics. Make a habit of this kind of ball. Tony. Sixers have been in this position before. And Andrew Tony hits a jump shot, has 18 points.
And then it was Andrew again.
Harris now with 13 points. Tony in the corner hits again. Well, he is on the mark. Andrew Tony, 22 points, the leading scorer in the game. Bird has 20, and Andrew's 9 for 14 from the field.
Yeah, that's you, Andrew. But I go, Andrew! That's me thinking about Billy Cunningham when I was a kid yelling, Andrew. If you listen close, Andrew, play the song. If you listen closely, you'll hear Dick Stockton say that Bird had 20 points. It was still in the third quarter, and Bird finished the game with 20. Yeah, didn't score in the fourth quarter. Now, 15 seconds left in the third. Doc does it all. A block, rebound, and then hits a shot to end the quarter. Listen to Vintage Julius.
The clock winding down in the third period. Maxwell blocked by Julius Erving. Erving with a block shot and 11 seconds to go. Philadelphia can open up their biggest lead. They've matched it right now at 10. 3 seconds. Julius, long range bomb is good. At the buzzer. And so we have the sounds of silence in Boston Garden after 3 periods of play. If you had to drag them out of the coffin, the Philadelphia 76ers are very much alive. They have a 12-point lead, 12 minutes to go in the seventh and deciding game.
And we were freaking out. The Sixers up 83-71. Julius. Now, would they hold it? The sounds of silence in the Garden woke up again. They tried to make their run early in the fourth quarter, led by Gerald Henderson, father, that's right, a processor, Gerald Henderson Jr. Back-to-back buckets. Take a listen.
Darryl Dawkins has had his scoring days. He had 16 in Game 4 and 14 in Game 5. Henderson. Obviously, Gerald Henderson. Henderson says, I'll take it. I'll take it to the hoop in this fourth period. He was a big man in game six and has been playing outstanding defense since coming in for the injured Tiny Archibald. Maxwell. Bantam picks him up. Henderson has a screen from Parrish. Gerald inside against Tony Vesta, put in a foul. What a great play by Henderson, because he went body to body with Andrew Tony and put up a quick shot off the glass.
Did you hear him mention Bantam?
Yes.
Mike Bantam is the guy's name. Mike Bantam came at the trade deadline from Indiana. And the Sixers got him. He was a St. Joe guy. And the Sixers got Mike Bantam at the trade deadline. And he was a good bench guy for him. But that Gerald Henderson run didn't let matter at all, because the Sixers, they go on a game-closing run here with Doc giving them a 16-point lead. Time out, Boston.
So the substitutions have paid off, I think, with Caldwell Jones off the glass, Cheeks controlling the ball, and Bobby Jones in the transition.
They got better ball movement, and when they get good ball movement, they're a good shooting club, too.
Julius Erving. He has found his shooting eye from outside in this game. He has 23 points, and Fitch wants a timeout.
How about the Doc right there? All right. Now, just under 2 minutes left, and this is what's beautiful. Andrew Dunk finishes the game with 34.
Parrish going to the hoop, popped away by Mo Cheeks, and a turnover. And ahead of the field is Andrew Tony, and the Philadelphia 76ers are going to be on their way to the World Championship Finals. It's a 15-point lead with 1:40 to play.
How about that? And the famous sounds from the rafters, the chant now ensues. The Boston crowd, we call them our cousins, our rival cousins of Boston, they realize the game's over. They realize that the Sixers are valiant, and they wish the Sixers luck against the Lakers.
Our Miller Most Valuable Player is going to be Julius Erving. Julius Erving is going to be our Miller Most Valuable Player. $1,000 donation will be made to the Special Olympics on behalf of Julius Erving.
You hear the crowd chanting to the Sixers? Beat L.A.
Beat L.A. That's great. Let's listen.
Wow, I got chills, man. That is awesome. I forgot how pronounced it was. What'd you think of that?
That's awesome. That's kind of cool. It's kind of surprising. Like, I get it. They hate the Lakers. They probably hated the Lakers more than the Sixers at that point.
Yeah, maybe. But listen, I think that was the ultimate show of sportsmanship ever in the history of sports. That beat L.A. It was amazing. All right, here's how the game ends. Sixers finish it out. A huge win, game seven up in Boston, 120-106.
Philadelphia 76ers said you can win anywhere if you play well, and they have played well today. Give them credit. It'll be L.A. and Philadelphia, game one, Thursday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. 2 years ago, these two teams met, and the Lakers won in six games. And so Philadelphia done everything but win a world title in the last 5 years. We'll have that opportunity starting Thursday night. The Philadelphia 76ers are in the dressing room on their way. They have won the Eastern Conference Championship, 120-106, in a shocker over the Boston Celtics in a game that no one thought the Sixers could win. No one, with the possible exception of the Sixer players themselves.
Wow, is that awesome? Judas, play the song! I've been waiting months to do that. Andrew! Let it play. play a little bit. Let's enjoy it. One of the great games in the history of Philadelphia sports. That one right there. One of my favorite all-time games. Game 7 against the Celtics. Beat L.A. Beat L.A.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.